anybody besides me aching for a win? I keep dumping the heaviness of defeat off my shoulders and onto God in prayer, only to have another load of disappointment drop. If you can relate to the discouragement of a losing streak, then stay with me because I'm going to share a promise that David recorded in Psalm 62, a promise that radically transformed my mindset and helped me focus on the fact that my victory comes from God. After being stuck in the same two-page spread of my journal, the place where I put all my thoughts when I'm studying the Word of God, I can't wait to share with you what I learned from Psalm 62. I already knew that victory doesn't always look like what we think it should look like, but God showed me how to win when it looks like we're losing. It's all about focus and perspective. Today, we're going to discuss the power of waiting for a win, how to reframe a losing streak, and God's winning strategy. Whether you're new to the teachings of Jesus or you've studied the Bible for years, God's Word always has something to say to us. And I'm honored to share a message to encourage you today. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm glad that you're here. I invite you to subscribe if you haven't already, and also please like and share this episode because your engagement really helps me to reach more people. Each week, I read a few verses from the Bible, and then I give you a declaration drawn from those verses. I always ask you to say the Bible-based declarations out loud to empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to be reading from Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2 from the New Living Translation. I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. The declaration that I pulled from those verses is foundational to the message that we're going to be diving into today. My victory comes from God. Will you declare that with me? My victory comes from God. While this declaration is 100% true, victory doesn't always look like what we think it should look like. That's why we don't always recognize victory. The best example of this is the death of Jesus. I love the series on the life of Jesus called The Chosen. The entire fifth season dramatized the last few days that Jesus spent on earth. Watching those intense moments in the upper room and in the Garden of Gethsemane, it sure didn't look like victory was at hand. But 3 days later, Jesus conquered death. I love the saying, everything will turn out all right in the end. If everything is not all right, it's not the end. David opens Psalm 62 by acknowledging the power of waiting for the win. To follow David's example is to wait quietly before God for victory. I have been waiting with God for several weeks, stuck in the pages of the journal that I use to record insights from Scripture. I keep coming back to this two-page spread because of the promise in Psalm 62:2 that says, I will never be shaken. The headings over these four columns in my journal are list, learn, listen, and live. And then across the top, in the very top margin, I write the word look along with the book, chapter, and verses that I'm going to be diving into on the two-page spread. I learned this method of journaling more than 25 years ago, and I actually wrote about how to do it in my book, Longing to Belong. One of the things that I love about this method is that I list all the facts, and then I list what I learn from the facts, and then I lean in and listen to hear God speaking to me. And I end by writing a prayer in basically response, how I'm going to live in response to what God revealed to me in those verses. And again, I teach this method of Bible study in my book, Longing to Belong. And if you want to learn it, please do check out the playlist that I have linked right above. These pages right here contain my journaling through all of Psalm 62, which taught me how to reframe a losing streak. I need to wait quietly before God for victory, trusting that no matter how much of an underdog I am, no matter how outnumbered I am, no matter how weak I am, I will never be shaken. God promised victory to his children. I have a resource on my website, a page that's called Who I Am, and it lists verses that support certain characteristics that define believers. I'll put a link to that webpage in the description. Now, one of the verses listed under the heading Victorious is 1 John 5:4, which says, "Everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." All the verses that are listed under the Victorious heading on that webpage support today's declaration, "My victory comes from God." I would love for you to believe and speak that truth with me now. My victory comes from God. One of the reasons that I've been stuck on these two pages in my journal is because of something I wrote in my prayer, right over here in the last column. Almost every time I pick up my journal, I start by reading the prayer from the day before. Now, I'm about to get pretty vulnerable with you and share what got me stuck for weeks. In my prayer, I wrote, "I don't want you to lead me to victory. I want you to lead me to you." I understood why I wrote the last part. Of course, I want God to lead me to him. But why did I write, "I don't want you to lead me to victory"? Each time I picked up my journal and backed up to read the prayer, I would stumble over that part of it because I do want victory. In confusion, I would reread the other three columns to learn what motivated me to write, "I don't want you to lead me to victory." Well, here is what I put in the learn column, and it really opened my eyes. Waiting for victory means staying focused on God. God brings victory. When I'm safe in his fortress, I can't be shaken. So I'm victorious regardless of my circumstances. I rise above them. I know where I'm going because I'm saved. No weapon will defeat me. I must wait with patience in God's presence, tucked away with him. My victory and honor come from God, and I cannot be victorious without God. No enemy can defeat me when I've hidden the word of God in my heart. My sword of victory is God's word. How well I know it. I can cry out, pour out, but not freak out. I need to trust. I will not be shaken if I choose to trust, no matter what. After rereading that, wow, a light bulb would go on and I would realize that when I focus on victory rather than on God, I'm looking for something that looks like victory to me instead of looking for what looks like victory to God. Jesus hanging on a cross, severely beaten and suffocating to death, didn't look to victory like anyone who witnessed the crucifixion. But boy, can we see it now. My friend, God promised victory to his children, and you can hold him to that promise. Before I share God's winning strategy, I want to quickly address my 7-week sabbatical. The first part of the prayer that I read from my journal speaks to why I haven't posted for nearly 2 months. After meditating on the facts and the lessons from Psalm 62, which again are written in the first two columns, the list and the learn column, that's when I move over to the listen column. And that again is where I write down the thoughts that come to my mind as I wait quietly before the Lord. I write these thoughts in the form of a question that I can respond to in prayer. Well, the first question right here in column number 3 says, "What tactic has my enemy used successfully to defeat me? And the next question right after that is, what should my strategy be to thwart this evil scheme? I leaned in for answers from God, and then this is how I prayed. Dear Lord, I hear you saying it's time to get back in the fight. I've been wiped out and done, but you are renewing my strength. I've been consumed by activities that have redirected my focus. I don't want you to lead me to victory. I want you to lead me to you. I want to rest in the shelter of your wings and mount up on eagle's wings. I am not afraid to give up everything I cannot keep to gain the one thing I cannot lose. Lord, help me remain in you and in your word. Help me wait patiently in your presence. Give me divine strategies. Show me your ways and direct my paths. Amen. After weeks of revisiting my journal for this valuable lesson on victory, I finally internalized why I had written, I don't want you to lead me to victory. I want you to lead me to you. Again, in the fourth column, in my prayer column, I prayed for God's winning strategy. And here it is. You and I need to stay on God's side for the win. In answer to my request for divine strategies, for winning strategies, God actually reminded me of something I had written in my book, Longing to Belong. Don't you love it when God uses the same words he gave you before all over again? In my book, I gave a formula for courage and a formula for victory that looked like this. Fear plus faith equals courage. My friend, courage isn't the absence of fear. Courage comes when we add faith to our fear. And then in a later chapter in that book, I gave this formula. Courage plus action equals victory. Victory comes from taking action by faith in spite of fear. The actions we take when God leads us to himself will always lead us to victory because our God is victorious. There is power in today's declaration. Let's say it again. My victory comes from God. Keep believing for the win. It will come in God's time. Keep moving forward toward God. The enemy of our souls wants us to collapse in a heap of defeat, but our God has never lost a battle. And as long as we remain in his presence, empowered by his spirit and attuned to his word, we will be victorious. My friends, stay on God's side for the win. If you feel defeated, rather than asking God to lead you to victory, ask him to lead you to himself. That is a winning strategy, no matter the odds. Let me pray for you right now. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word and for the promise in Psalm 62, verse 2, that I will never be shaken. God, I thank you that you are our firm foundation. And Lord, it was 7 weeks ago that I did an episode on how you are an anchor. You are an anchor to our souls. You're an anchor for our lives. Lord, help us to anchor ourselves in you. And God, instead of looking for victory that looks like a win, help us to understand that your ways are often so counterintuitive. Jesus died, and it was sad and tragic and a deep loss at the time for his disciples and his family. And yet, Father, he conquered death and the grave. And through his death and resurrection, he paid the price for our sin so that we can live eternally with you, so that we are heirs to the promise. Yes, Lord God, we may be stirred up, we may be tripped up, but Father, we will never be shaken when we root ourselves, when we anchor ourselves, when we focus Lord God, on you. Help us, Father, to understand the winning strategy is always to put faith with our fear, which leads to courage, and then adding action with that courage to achieve victory. And it will be for your glory as we bear fruit because of it. Empowered by your Spirit, we ask for this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Just so you know that I really have been stuck meditating on the promise that I will never be shaken, I do invite you to watch that episode I did 7 weeks ago. Again, it was the last one before my break. It talks about anchoring your life in Jesus, just like I said in the prayer. He will never, ever let the righteous be shaken. It's good to be back with you today, and thank you for meeting me here after my refocusing and renewing break. I hope that you will subscribe if you haven't already. Also, click that like button, and please do share. Your engagement encourages me so much. Now, you're going to see a thumbnail to your right that you can watch more. And do tell a friend what you've learned today, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.